Assalamualaikum and hello there. I hope you guys are doing fine and thank you so much for tuning in again to the Take Action Show. And there are so many interesting things happened in 2016. One of them is our producer Matthew has come up with a new intro for the Take Action Show. You want to hear it up? Here we go. Are you ready? Check it out. Get ready for a new session of the Take Action Show. Aspire to inspire action. What do you think? I hope you like it because I really do. And good job, Matthew, because your passion in music and audio has so much impact to our listeners out there. So if you guys want to hear Matthew speaking in our session, don't forget to give this episode a thumbs up and let's bring him live on the podcast. Well, right now you are listening to the session number 13. As always, we bring you aspiring individuals not only to get you geared up for a moment, but together with a bold action step to make your dreams become a reality. And this session is very freaking special ever because this is the first time we have Indonesian guests on the show. Speaking about Indonesia, this is my third month. Yeah, I think this is my third month. No, it's almost third month here. I'm living for good and things are going quite well. I'm trying to adapt with the weather here because you know what? In a day, you can experience a summer season and also a raining season at the same time. Trust me, it's magical at first, but you gotta get used to it, you know. Anyway, the foods are still amazing as always and they are so affordable. People are friendly and I got together with some communities here. One of them is a startup people, you know. Since I started an idea of Muslim wholesale marketplace and now called Azam Trade, I got into an incubation in Indonesia called Kolaborasi.co where I met our guest today. Now he's one of a good friend. We talk a lot about his entrepreneurship journey and it's really inspiring, motivating. I can't wait to share with all of you. But just a side note, that this episode is not only for entrepreneurs, but for you who is still wandering around about your passions or not even decided yet, or you are never settled for enough, you know? So let's go deeper for the interview. Check it out.
You are listening to the Take Action Show.
The Take Action Show.
Personal development and lifestyle podcast channel.
Hello, bro. What's up?
Hi guys, I'm Adria. I'm good. How are you, Dayang?
Oh, I'm very, very happy right now because you are, having a spare time for me to be on the show to share some of insights. It sounds really old, right? To tell it some insight and tell it. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners out there?
Sure. Okay. Hi, guys. My name is Adrian Hafiz. I'm originally from Sumatra. I'm 23 years old, graduate from my university from business background since 2009, and currently running my own startup incubator and community, Kolaborasi.co, in Bandung and Jakarta. And what we're doing basically is we incubate founders where we help them to build their own startups in many kind of industry. Whether it is a financial industry, property industry, digital, creative industry. And what we do here is we help them to build their business through mentoring, investment, and also support systems such as community. And yeah, I think that's basically what I do. Since 2013, I've run more or less 20 business, but currently...
How many business?
20 business.
20?
Yes, 20 business. But, you know, as the incubators and the startup lives are very hard, currently we have 15 startups on our collaboration community.
Oh, amazing. For all of yours, for all of our listeners' information, I'm actually one of the victims. No, it's very cool. You know, like, since like my first month here, I got, know some friends, actually Adrian's friends, and Adrian's friends introduced me to these incubations, and it was going so well so far, you know? So thank you, Adrian, for that. Anyway, Adrian, so you've been running so many business. I just curious, you know, like who was your superhero when you were a kid?
My father. I think most of the success entrepreneurs, so first superhero is their father, their inspiration, you know, their core energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when I was, I think when I was 8 or 9 years old, I remember my father said to me that my dream is on Monday, I would like to go to my own cafe. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, I would like to go to my own hotel. On Thursday, on Wednesday, I would like to go to my own project. And when I was young, my father worked in one of the biggest oil company in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think that he got everything he needs, you know, in terms of salary, in terms of materials, resources. But it seems like he's missing a part in his life that he said that terms to me. And I understand right now that what part that he is missing is the freedom. Okay. You know, even though he got like a big financial return, he don't feel that he is running something that make him enjoy.
I see.
Yeah, and I think that missing point is something that most of us gonna be miss if we don't realize what we want to do in our life since, you know, our teenage age or since our 20-something ages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's become my fuel, you know, and my father always said to me when I faced a big problem in my school, and he said, mm-hmm. Hey, Adrian, there's nothing is impossible. Oh. And it kept ringing in my head when I faced, like, you know, running a business, you face problem almost every day, and I kept telling to myself that my father always reminded me that nothing is impossible.
Wow.
Yeah,
your father plays a big role in your life.
Yeah.
So, but why entrepreneurship, you know? Like, what are the story behind the scenes that triggers you want to be an entrepreneur? Yes, of course, your father wants to have the freedom and stuff like that, but
exactly.
What triggers you want, but why entrepreneurship? Yeah.
You know, only few percentage of my friends, maybe most of your friends also, mm-hmm. that are working on a big company is really enjoying what they do. But from my experience that in this life, you know, we only have one life, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's only two things that we are aiming for. The first one is happiness, and the second one is peaceful. And the only way that we can pursue that happiness while also, you know, fulfilling our needs in our life is being an entrepreneur. Because being an entrepreneur for me is pursuing and doing something you love while making money and making impact toward your society. And that's why I love doing this. You know, when we become a worker in a multinational company, we might get a big salaries, but at the end of the year, we realized that we passed 1 or 2 or 3 years and we didn't create anything meaningful for our life. But in my journey, like, I live every second of my life since it was I was born new.
Mm-hmm.
I find a new goal every day. I find a new challenge every day. It makes me really feel alive.
I see. So it's like you want to live your passions and you actually want to create something meaningful in your life, therefore you pursue
being an entrepreneur. Yeah.
Very interesting. But do you have anything else that you enjoy besides being an entrepreneur?
Reading, I guess. I love reading book, and I wonder why there's only few young people that enjoy reading book nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, I mean, like, in terms of, like, you know, activities that triggers you, you want to be, when you were young, you know, maybe some kids, they want to be, let's say, a president, a doctor, a musician, and that kind of thing. Do you ever get distracted with that?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, my first dreams is to become college professors.
Oh, wow.
And my second dream, is to become the minister of economy.
Wow.
But
okay.
There's one moment I remember in my childhood that I go to my parents' toilet, like I use, and there's a lot of books in the toilet, right? And one of the books is Tony Robbins' books. It's called Awakening the Giant Within.
Oh my God, I'm a big fan of him as well.
Oh, really?
I love that box, man. Like,
yeah. It was in my first year of my middle high school.
You're reading Tony Robbins' book?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's really right. And I read that book, and since then I was addicted to reading such a self-help and success motivational book. Then I read Donald Trump books, many books from them, many Malcolm Gladwell books from my father's library.
Mm-hmm.
And it really becomes my inspirations. You know, it really becomes my energy. And it helps me find my purpose maybe a little bit faster than most of the people my age.
I
think that's the part where I'm quite lucky. Because not many people at this age, at this 20-something age, is already really understand what they are looking for in their life. But for me, I was quite lucky to realize what I'm really looking for in this life since a very young age.
I see. If you can sum up, what is that that you are looking from the young age?
It was that in your life, you must be meaningful to everybody. Wow. It sounds very cliche, but when you get to another level of wisdom, you know, that sentence really means something, that you must live every second of your life giving something to somebody, giving an impact, giving a help, giving support for them to something that are meaningful to them. For me, example, my purpose is because I realized that pursuing happiness means like a lot of struggle in this young age. I built this community so people can support each other where they are doing something they love.
I see.
Exactly.
So you've been starting up your business since 2013, right?
2013. This is actually my fifth official business, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, this is your fifth official business, and in this fifth, you have 15 business in under your collaboration.
Yeah. Sometimes people say it like that.
All right. So, what are the most pain points that you've been encountered since 2013?
Oh, many points, bro. Many points.
Okay.
Almost every day.
Let's see. What are they?
Okay, the first one is when I broke up with my first ever investors, you know. So on my first quarter running these things, I met an investor and he's really, you know, interested in joining this company. He's one of the very famous people in Indonesia, if I mention the name. I think most of Indonesian people will recognize him. And he said that, hey, I would like to invest or maybe buy some stakes in your company. And I said, oh, that's great. That's great, man. That's great. And then we continue on the due diligence process. We hang out together to know each other better.
Okay.
Until one day I had a dream. I really had this fucking dream, you know. I rarely had a dream, but one day I had a dream that that dream I broke up with these investors. Then when I woke up, before telling all of my co-founders, I just go to that investor and tell him that, hey man, I want to break up with you. And he said, why? Why so sudden, you know?
Because of the dream. Yeah. What the dream tells you, man?
I think that the dream is actually the, you know, the ideal that live resides inside my heart. You know, it's like I just realized that deep inside, I'm not really have a click with that investors, but because of the money, because of the support that they have been giving to our company, I would like to, you know, overlook those unclick in between our heart. But I think that dreams tell me that I must be very honest. Okay. Whether you like these people, whether you don't like working with these people, because it's like a marriage, you know. Building a business is like a marriage. Once you partner up with someone, it's like you're marrying to them. And when you marry to someone, there must be a fully committed and fully click relationship. There can't be anything that you keep inside that you don't like about him or her. And that dream may be telling me that you must be honest to yourself, because deep inside, I know that you're still not 100% sure whether this guy is the one that will be your long-term partners. I think, one lesson learned for everyone.
So
there's a very hard moment, you know.
Okay.
We have our office, a very beautiful office invested by them. We have a lot of legal advisor. We have a lot of mentors in our board. But I know that deep inside, like right now when I call back to that time,
yeah,
I must admit that I'm not 100% fully committed to that relationship, because I'm not like 100% with that personality, you know.
Well, yeah. I see that as a very difficult decision to make, you know, I believe like our listeners might be encounter that kind of situation as well.
Exactly.
Making hard decisions and stuff like that for, especially for your business or for your life.
Exactly.
What would be your advice for our listeners out there to make very hard decisions to make it feel right, you know?
The first step that many young people have to do is learn to be honest to themselves. You know, it sounds stupid, you know, like everyone can be honest to themselves, but I think on this age and this young adult phase of life, there will be many consideration that put a clouds on what we really feel, what we actually feel deep inside. And it often makes our decisions biased toward what we want in terms of material return. But this life is not about material returns. This business is not about material return. Business is about having a journey where you can actually enjoy the journey, not enjoy when you reach the top of your journey. Because in business, there's no such thing as getting to the top unless maybe you'll become the number one richest person in the world, right? So the first one is learning to be honest to yourself. And the second one is learning to realize what really happened. For example, in my case, I got like a lot of support from my investors, but I realized that those support is not what we actually need.
I see.
We can still work from the cafe, but they give us like a big office with full of facility. We have all console, all gaming console in our office. But what I realized is we don't need those things. It's just like a, you know, a very fun things, but not solving our actual need. Which
it's good to have,
support.
But you can still survive if you are
exactly
without them. Okay.
Exactly. That's one thing that many young people have to learn to understand. What you have to be able to separate which one is that you need and which one is you want. Because if we cannot separate those part, most likely we're gonna trap in our decision making.
Yeah.
And the third one. It's just like, you know, in the last Superman films, when the Clark Kent is go to the church and he's confused whether he's going to tell the word he is the Superman or not. And
I'm glad you like that movie, man.
The guy in the church said that sometimes we must first take the action and the fate will follow.
I see. Wow.
Exactly.
Sometimes?
Because sometimes we must take the action first without the faith, because the faith will sometimes follow.
I see.
Because in entrepreneurship journey, we never understand the field completely, you know. We never get all the data, make all the perfect rigorous calculation to make the right decision. It's always half the data and we have to make the decision. So because we have to move fast, most of the time, we have to make the decision first, sometimes with half of the gut feeling. And we just have to believe that somehow the dot will connect it, as Steve Jobs said, you know. Because that's what I did. When I had a dream and I think that, okay, let's talk to my founders about my dream. And I understand it's going to take 1 month or 2 months just to debate to my founders whether we go, we should have a breakout with our investor or not.
Okay.
But I just realized that this part is the CEO's part where I have to take a leap of faith, where I have to make the decision first, then tell my team to understand. Then I did that. And I'm very, very grateful today because I did that. Because if I talk to my founders, maybe maybe the result won't be like today. Maybe I'm still with them. Maybe I'm trapped doing a business that I enjoy, that I am not enjoying at all.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's three really simple steps. Yeah. So the first one is learning to be honest to yourself. The second one is trying to understand what really happening, not just on the surface, you know, but also what lies inside, what lies behind all those fancy things. And the third one is learning to take an action without having a full belief or full faith at the first place.
But at least you have to take an action in order to know, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Interesting. So, Adrian, being in this young age, having so many businesses in your sights and with a lot of thousand and countless experiences you have, what would you think the common mistakes that youth nowadays makes, you know, to finding their passions? Let's say, you know, youth nowadays with all the accessible tools that they have and, you know, when they find an app to karaoke and they start karaokeing and they think, oh my God, I want to be a singer. And suddenly they have this, you know, playing a game. I want to pursue this game till the end of my life, you know, and they find a business and they start a business. So what do you think the common mistake that youth make during their finding years?
Okay, so many young people think that finding a passion is like waiting for a eureka moment.
Eureka moment.
Yeah, they just like reading a lot of motivational quotes from Pinterest, from Instagram, then working on their daily job on the big corporation and say, yeah, I'm still finding for my passion. While I'm waiting for my passion, I'm working and learning from someone else. It's not like that. It's not a way to find your passion. Okay. To find your passion, you must try and build a lot of things and fail many times until you realize that this is the one. I like what Steve Jobs said, that he said, in order to find your passion, we cannot settle down. Never settle down. Because when you find it, you will know it. Why? Because passion is like love, you know? When I said, why do you love your boyfriend? Why do you love your girlfriend? Someone will never completely able to explain me, because love is a matter of heart. It's just a click. And it's the same with passion. I never be able to really explain to anyone, like, why is my passion? Why is my passion is building business? Why is my passion is building founders? Because it's a matter of heart. I just feel click to it. So my advice for young people is, don't wait for your passion, but find it. Before I start this incubator business, I mentioned before, this is my fifth business, right? I built another four failed business in order to find my passion.
Can you share with us where are they?
Okay, yeah. The previous one is a cafe. I started with my senior in my university. The previous one is the dormitory room. The previous one is the theatrical production house.
Wow, you've been in that industry.
Exactly, exactly. I'm still wondering why I'm in that industry.
From cafe and dormitory and theater?
Theater production house.
Wow, and now you're in incubation. And what another one?
Exactly. Okay, the very first one is the fashion brand.
Fashion brand.
Exactly. That's the way I'm looking for my passion. So I'm first running my first fashion brand in my first year of senior high school. I ran it for 2 years. Then I realized that this is not my passion. Then I tried to look in the other industry, and I found dormitory industry because it seems like a very big industry. Then I built two big dorm house in Jakarta. Then I run it again until I realize that I get a big money, but it's not make me feel fulfilled inside. Whether I get a big financial return, then I move to other business, until I found that this business is where I found myself completely.
I see. Yeah. So your advice to all the youngsters is that they have to do the trial and error in order to find their passion.
Yes, and you must try as soon as possible. Building a business is like planting a tree, you know. The best time is 10 years ago, but the second best time is today. So if you're listening to this and you're still studying in your maybe junior high school, then start your business, start your project, find a friend that want to share the craziness with you, that want to do something different, make a project, make a business. If you are in college or university, start your side project. And even if you're still working in a big companies, I really encourage you to do like a weekend project to at least get a glimpse of how do startup works, what it takes to build a business, and what it feels. Maybe if your heart have a click in one particular area, you can really move to business and left your comfort zone in multinational company work.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. It's very insightful. The best time is actually 10 years ago, but the second best time is actually today.
Yeah, this one, there's two crazy quotes, you know, about entrepreneurship. The first one is, maybe most of us knows that Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Larry Sergey is dropped out from university, right? But rarely people know that Sir Richard Branson dropped out from his senior high school. That's crazy, right? And there's one quote from Warren Buffett that I really like the most, that he said, the first time I bought my first share when I was 13. And there's no regrets that I really regret than not buy it earlier. You know, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, wow.
Warren Buffett bought his first share at his 13th, and he said that there's no such thing that he regret the most more than not buying his shares earlier. I think that's crazy, but it taught us to start everything in our early stage because we don't have a big responsibility. We don't have nothing. We have nothing to lose when we're still young.
Okay, but so, along the way, you will find the difficulties. So
of course,
hard,
every day is difficult.
Bored, you know, yeah, that kind of thing. So, how do you encounter that kind of stage? You know, like downstage, and like, oh my god, don't give a damn about anything anymore. You know, because it's too hard. How do you survive that kind of feeling?
Okay, so the first step that you must do is to understand that these hard times is the normal part of the journey. I always encourage people to imagine a journey of entrepreneur as the film, for example, a Rambo film or any kind of film, where on the first hour, an hour and a half, the main actors, you know, the protagonists must be suffering, you know?
Yeah.
But deep inside, you know that after this 1 hour and a half, somehow the protagonist will get maybe additional energy or something that he realized and turn back the situation and something, then he will become very successful. He will beat the enemy, for example, he will capture the terrorist or something at the rest of the movies.
Yeah.
Because that's how entrepreneur journey looks like. I really recommend you to read a lot of biography about success people because it will give you a pattern. It will give you a map. It will give you like a highlight about the journey of an entrepreneur. For example, when I read a book and it says that, for example, the success entrepreneur is struggling until he's reaching his 10th year of the business. So when I'm facing a difficult time in my business, I will think that that's normal because this success entrepreneur that I really admire is having very difficult times during his first 10 years of business.
Okay.
It will make the difference, you know. It will make you accept that maybe this time is fine to have this kind of difficulties. It's a normal time to face this kind of difficulties. Mm-hmm. We will not reject it as we blame someone or we blame ourselves as not being able to run this business properly because we understand that that is the normal pattern that every success entrepreneur is going through.
I see. Wow. Yeah, so understand that this part is actually part of the journey. Okay.
Exactly. That will make all the difference, trust me. Then the second part, when you already realize is that this is the normal time of your business,
okay,
I understand from my daily experience, usually entrepreneurs' burnout moment is once every 3 months. Yeah, that's usually you're going to have 1 week when you don't have any energy left. You don't know what to do next. You start questioning whether this is the right journey for you or maybe you should go somewhere else. Maybe you should go to company. That's the burnout session.
Okay.
And you must understand that you are feeling burnout. And my recommendation is when you got a burnout is to find one core activities that will recharge your energy. If you're asking what kind of activities is that, ask this question to yourself. What is the happiest moment that you can remember in the past 1 year? If you can remember something, then that is your energizing activities.
Wow, mind-blowing, yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
Exactly. That's a tips I read from, I forget which books. Then if you already find that particular activities, you have to do that when you feel that your energy is depleting. For example, for me, is I like to go snorkeling. I like to go to the beach and go diving, for example. Then every 3 months, I take a leave for 3 days on the weekend or 3 days on the weekdays. Then I go to a beach nearby and then just go have a snorkeling.
Wow.
You know,
simple as that.
Simple as that. Yeah, wow. Because I already realized what kind of activities that will recharge my energy.
I see. Wow.
Exactly, yeah.
So understanding ourselves is very important as well, right?
Exactly. This journey is about understanding yourself.
Fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, after you can understand yourself, mm-hmm. then you can understand your team. After you can understand your team, then you can understand your product. After you can understand your product, then you can understand your customers. That's how it goes, man.
I see.
You will never be able to understand your product and your customer if you don't understand how your mind works, how your body works, how your inside system works towards something. You must first learn and really understand how that works.
I see. So after this so long, you know, let's say in the stage of the youth right now, you you are classified as a successful.
Not really.
Going to
still learning. I would say I'm still learning.
So where do you see yourself in like 5 years? Like, yeah, and could you share with us like how do you build it up?
Yeah, it's one thing that everybody must have a capability of, to seeing exactly detail, crystal clear of what they're going to be in the next 10 years, in the next 20 years. For me, for example, I have a very crystal clear vision in my 40s. You know, in my 40s, mm-hmm. my target is 400 business. That's all. Full stop.
400 business in your
exactly.
40.
Exactly. That's all. Full stop. And that's the 400 surviving business means that maybe I have to build around 500 or 600 business in this 20s to my 40s, because in my 40s I have to build 40 business. And if I and if people ask me why 400, I simply answer because Richard Branson have 400 business in his 40. That's all. And he's one of my idols.
Wow.
Yeah, you must find
very
an idol.
Very straightforward.
Like that. Exactly.
Have, okay, so that finding the idol would be the third advice for if you feel the downtime.
Yeah, exactly. If you have your idol, you can learn from them. Mm. You know, we can always. I can say to many people that who's your mentor, and I say my mentor is Richard Branson. Hey, man, how can you be mentored with Richard Branson? And say I read all his books. I read all his blogs. You know. I really understand how he thinks. I really understand how his journey looks like. And that's give me like a roadmap toward the success.
I see. So it means like when you are putting someone as a role model, you have to really understand how he does things.
Exactly.
Like in a master level, not a dabbler.
Exactly. So it's just like this, man. In the natural level, mm-hmm. human are very, you know, human are very weak creatures.
Yes, true.
In dinosaurs age, you know, we are very small creature with all those dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. So deep inside, we are longing for someone that we can look up to, mm-hmm. so we can do what he do to become what he's look like today. For example, are you Muslim, Dayang? Yeah, I'm sure you're Muslim, right?
Yeah. Dude, come on. You can be every day. Yes, I am. What's
yeah, up? As a Muslim, I'm also a Muslim, guys. So as a Muslim, if we want to go to heaven, then we do what Muhammad do, right?
Yes.
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. also how it works in terms of business. If we want to be Richard Branson, we do what Richard Branson do in his life. Because success leaves trail, bro. Success leaves trail. And what we have to do is following those trail and somewhere in the journey, maybe innovating this, innovating there, and finding your own style toward reaching those goals.
I see. Wow. As simple as that. But people like kind of like missed it, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's a simple game that everyone has done since like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Looking up for someone.
Yeah.
It's very interesting discussion with you, man. And I don't know, it's already like 30 minutes discussion with you. Oh my God. It's very,
oh, very, very nice talking to you.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say, like, what would be your most productive tool that you've been using that can be shared to our listeners out there?
So one of the main challenge for young people in building business is the fact that when you build your own business, you don't have a boss to tell you what you're going to do today, mm-hmm. you know, because starting from our elementary school, even from our kindergarten school, we always have that teacher that gonna told us you're gonna have to do this in order to pass this grade.
Mm-hmm.
Then But when you graduate from university, for example, and you want to build your own business, you don't have a boss man.
Mm-hmm.
And most entrepreneurs I know will face this condition like every day, that they don't know what they have to do today. So I develop a very simple tools that I adapt from many success entrepreneurs, which is a daily things to do post-it that you put in the back of your notebook. As simple as that.
Okay.
So at the night before, I write down every single things that I want to do tomorrow that I have to get complete by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow I can do and use of my time very efficiently. So it's just like at the night before, I will become a boss to myself, that mm-hmm. listing, hey, Adrian, this is the things that you have to do tomorrow. Then tomorrow I will become the worker and mm-hmm. I get the list. Then, okay, I understand. This is the things that I have to do today.
I see.
That will help you a lot, man. That's a very simple, that looks very brainless.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that, trust me, it will help you a lot.
Yeah, it high five will... for to-do list people, man. Like,
exactly.
Love it as well.
You can use many things to create your own to-do list. You know, there's a lot of digital application to do that. But if you prefer a post-it, do it with post-it because I'm more like an analog people.
I see. Wow. So, what else? I'm really curious what the most influential book that you've been reading that makes you the way you are right now.
Yeah, there are several books, but the first book is the Tony Robbins ones.
The Awaken the Giant Within?
Awaken the Giant Within. That's a very crazy book. The second one is the Jim Collins, Good to Great. I really recommend you to read that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very life-changing book.
Okay.
The third one is a popular one. You know, the 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss.
Oh, I'm about to read that this week.
No, man, that's a very life-changing book, you know.
Okay, wow. Okay.
The last one is A Success Principle.
By whom?
I forget. Success Principle is Stephen Covey? Wait. Success Principle, Jack Canfield. He's very famous author.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Success Principle by Jack Welch, by Jack Canfield.
I believe that our listeners are actually writing it down right now, you know, Waking the Giant Within, 4-Hour Work Week, Good to Great, and also Success Principle by Stephen
Jack Canfield. Yeah, but if you hate reading a business book or management book and you only want to read one book, I really, really recommend Jack Welch Winning. That's the only book you have to read throughout your first maybe 10 years of your entrepreneur journey.
It's what is it again? What is the book again?
Winning.
Winning.
Winning by Jack Welch.
Okay.
It's an all-time classic, but it's quite an old book. You know, the first print is around 2000, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But you can also find the PDF or something. It's a very all-time classic, but it's no bullshit. It's direct, straightforward action. If you face this condition, this is the list that you have to do. This one. From Jack Welch, which many people say has the best CEOs in the centuries, right?
Mm.
Yeah, Jack Welch. I really recommend you read that one book, and that's enough.
Amazing, Adrian. Oh my God, this is so insightful and very fruitful conversation ever. I believe our listeners got so many points from our conversations. And
yeah,
our last question for you is that
sure.
If you could go back to your first journey of being an entrepreneur, what will you change?
I think I will start my business earlier.
Wow. Dang, that's
very
it.
It's very simple. If I can turn back time, I will start my business earlier. That's all, bro.
Oh, my God. So
there's no
stuff.
There's no regret until today.
Mm.
There's no regret in every second of my life, every step that I take in my business journey. So if I can rewind the time, the only thing that I will do is to build my first business earlier. That's all.
Amazing, fantastic. Thank you so much, Adrian. And would you
thank you so much.
Do you want to share some gratitude to someone or some group of people that during the show?
Okay, sure. First one is, of course, my parents, my father, my mother, who give me like any kind of support that I need.
Mm-hmm.
And I really encourage you guys, the listener, to remember when is the last time you say thank you to your parents? Maybe it's been a long time ago. So today, go to them and say thank you for everything you've given us until today. And the second one is, of course, my founders who've mm-hmm. been here in my journey to Mozilla, who is taking her master's degree in UK, mm-hmm. to Sutan in Bandung, to Johan, and also all my colleagues that has been supporting me, because for me, this journey is all about you guys. This journey is never about me. It's always about you guys from the start.
Wow, this is so deep, man. Thank you so much for your time and all of
thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening. Sure. Yeah, happy to share with you.
Okay, catch up later, bro. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much, Diane. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was the interview with Adrian Hafiz, the CEO of Kolaborasi in Indonesia, Bandung. Bandung, I like the city, man. Like, it's quite cool, very chill here. Anyway, if you still want to listen for more for this podcast, don't forget to hit the follow button on SoundCloud, and we are going to live on iTunes very soon. And thank you so much for Matty for doing the hard work. Don't forget to share with your friends as well, as we have a great lineup of speakers coming up soon. There are some coaches, speakers, entrepreneurs, mothers, I don't know. There are like various of them, so stay tuned. Don't forget to hit the love button. There's somewhere there, up, down, I don't know. So that's all for now. Thank you so much and see you in the next sessions. Bye-bye. Assalamualaikum.
You are listening to the Take Action Show.
The Take Action Show. Personal development and lifestyle podcast channel.